The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Good morning.
Yeah, so you ditched me last week, so I brought in Danny Clayton. And I didn't know if you were going to be here this week, so I brought a guest with me this time.
I see that. So now last week, here's two things that happened. I went and I got my second Moderna shot. Yay! And I heard everybody was getting sick after that, so I took off.
Yep.
So because I didn't want to call in at like 5 in the morning and say, hey, I'm sick, I can't come in.
Right.
Nothing happened to me. I was perfectly fine. I could have been here. We could have been all hanging out together.
Perfect.
But one thing, have you guys gotten your vaccinations yet?
I'm the Johnson & Johnson person.
So they made the card so it doesn't fit in a wallet.
Yes.
Like, who does that?
Yes. Yep.
It's so frustrating.
So when we have this digital passport, vaccine passport, we'll be able to upload it into that, and then we won't have to worry about
it
anymore.
So that's what we should do. Somebody said, too, take a picture of it and have it on your phone.
You still need to have the card for a while because nobody knows what's going on. These digital passports are going to come from private parties, and the CDC is somewhat involved. So anyway, hi, I'm Rose Gray, and this is not the Fix-It Show. This is the Fox World Travel Show. And so, yes, Dayton, I'm so excited that you are here today because, well, A, I missed you from last week, but B, you know our in-studio guest.
I haven't seen Colleen in person forever. Colleen Ellsberg, how are you?
Good morning. Oh, my gosh. It is so cool to see you behind the desk, finally.
Well, I appreciate it.
And you're natural. Oh, my gosh. You're just doing the show right. And I love that you're here now. So congratulations.
I love the fact that you're here. Where's the booze? I hear when you guys listen to the show, you guys are doing drinks.
Oh my gosh. We were down in Mexico with that same group. It's the alumni fan group here. And every time you guys say my name, they have to take a drink. So
Colleen Ellsberg.
So they didn't know I was going to be on today. So this could be interesting.
Oh man.
Well, and this is great timing because Colleen can answer a lot of questions about Alaska. We're going to get her insight into what we did in 20, what we did in 21, and what we're doing for 22. And then we at Fox World Travel and the group department that is, Colleen is part of that team, launched 5 new groups for 2020. And we're going to tell you about those, tell you how you can find out about them, and tell you which one Colleen is doing and which one I'm doing.
So 2022 is looking like the year.
Oh, gosh,
I hope
so. We're
moving steam ahead, forward, go, let's travel.
Okay, so we should tell everybody that in 20, all the Alaska cruises were canceled because Canada basically banned us from the ports, and they did the same thing again. Now, not every cruise line has given up yet, but this time, Holland America and Princess, the two big, big players up there, said, you know what, we're not going through this again, we're just canceling, so go ahead, Colleen, tell us where we're at.
Well, it's really exciting, actually, because they've been so kind, both Princess and Holland America, to us. And what's happening now is that we are in the stages of rebooking all of our guests, and we're calling our displaced guests. They may have been canceled off of 2020 already, and then they were canceled off of 2021. So right now, Holland America is in the process of rebooking all of our 2021 guests.
Who want to be rebooked.
That want to be
rebooked. We reached out to them, and some said,
You didn't just automatically roll them over.
No. We've been keeping in as much contact as we possibly can with our guests because we want to make them aware of what is going on. So Holland America is not only are they moving them over for us, they're moving all the amenities and the pricing that they had in 21. So that's really cool. So that's in the process right now, and we're about 3 months earlier than we normally are for booking Alaska for the following year. So as soon as we get all those rebooks done, I have a lot of group space held for 22 because they are telling me it's going to be a sellout. It's going to be a great year to go to Alaska. So I have about another 250 seats to fill after we get the people rebooked done, and that's about 240 people. So I've got just about 500 seats held for 2022. We should be opening them up to the public in about maybe 3 weeks, I'm going to say.
We will make that announcement.
Absolutely.
It will be trumpets blaring when we can open that up.
Yeah, and actually, I'll be filling in for Rose next week because she gets vacations apparently. And
yeah, well, did you hear Alex's forecast? I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Florida. 44 is too cold for me.
It is. So then, maybe I'll even have more news about Alaska next Saturday. And I know that we've got some more 2022 group vacations that are going to be announced this coming week. So we have 5 this week, and then next week we'll have even more.
Awesome. Well, there's this pent-up energy. Everybody wants to travel, right?
Exactly. And so once again, people get tired of hearing this, but check your passports if you're thinking about going somewhere international. Many, many destinations require 6 months validity from the return date of your trip. And we're running into people who are now getting all excited and they're making bookings. And then they go to that safe box or that safe or whatever file cabinet they've got it locked in. And they look and go, oh, no. It expired. Or, oh no, I only have 3 months validity left on it. Now, we are hearing 10 to 12 weeks for passport processing, which is unusual. Pre-pandemic, that was 4 to 6 weeks. So you can pay to expedite, but why would you do that? If you're listening to me right now, do what I say.
We are moving today, so all our stuff is packed in boxes. I hope we can remember where we put those passports because we've been waiting for our new address to be able to go get everything done.
Got it.
We want to travel too. We're ready to go as well. So give us a call on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Get your questions in for Rose, for Colleen. 855-616-1620 is that number. 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane. In with Rose Gray today is Colleen Alsberg as well from Fox World Travel. We do have texts and calls to get to, but you have a text
I do. I got a text that says, from somebody I happen to know and love in British Columbia, stop blaming Canada. It's your wacko international maritime law that requires a foreign port stop. So that's very true. That's the Jones Act, and we've talked about that to death, so we won't talk about that. But yes, indeed, it really isn't Canada. It's really us. So
my Uncle Jeff asked on my text line, what do we need to do to show on cruises as far as that COVID vaccine goes?
Well, right now, because there is no universally accepted COVID vaccine passport or passport vaccine digital app yet, you need that card. Now, many, many cruise lines are starting to sail outside of the United States, and those are not requiring a vaccine. You need to get to Bermuda. You need to get to St. Martin. You need to get to wherever these cruises are leaving from. But Norwegian Cruise Lines made the decision more than a week ago. Everybody that cruises on NCL must be vaccinated, and you need to show proof of vaccination to get on. So the card, the whatever uploaded thing you have, that's what you're going to have to show.
Okay. We do have some announcements we want to make this morning, so hang on for those. There's some big trips coming, but let's jump to the phone lines and get a few of these answered while we have some time. 855-616-1620 is the call, and John is calling in from St. Francis. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for calling and taking my call. Happy Saturday. My question is, with the vaccine card, right now they're not requiring it for air travel.
Correct.
If I purchase tickets now, and that would be a requirement at the time of the flight, does that make it a non-transferable ticket at that time?
So here's the deal. Most major airlines have gotten rid of all of their penalties. So if you did get notification that you needed to have a vaccine to fly, and are we talking domestically?
Yes.
Okay. If you did get notification that you needed to have that vaccine to fly and you didn't feel comfortable with it, I know you would be able to use that for future travel. I feel like if the airlines would in fact put that in place, based on CDC recommendations, that they would have to give you an out. I don't know that to be true, but let me tell you, these airlines have been more than generous recently. When the pandemic first hit, I wouldn't say they were very generous. They were still sticking to their rules and things like that. But the airlines have been more than generous because they need to get your business back. So I know that you would at least have the value of the ticket to use for future travel. But to say that they would give you a full refund, I'm not sure of that. I feel confident they would, but I don't know that to, 100%.
Gotcha. Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Thanks, John. We're going to jump to Vern in Fort Atkinson, which may lead into some of the announcements that we want to make. Good morning, Vern. What's your question?
Yes, we're looking to travel to Dominican next year, and we're wondering if you know when Apple's going to be putting them prices out.
I don't know. I wish I did. I do know that right now Apple Vacations did put out, and I'm, are you looking to fly nonstop out of Milwaukee?
Yes, or Madison, yes.
Okay, so I'm not certain they've ever done charters out of Madison. They may have, but they're always offering charters out of Milwaukee. Charters are what they now call nonstop value flights.
EV something, yes. Yeah.
So
well, that's much easier.
Yeah, so we just, in the business, we call them charter flights. So the charter flights should be out soon. We got the charter information for 2022 several weeks ago for Chicago. We have it for Cleveland. We have it for Philadelphia. We have it for Baltimore. So we can only assume that Milwaukee is right around the corner. We're going to get that nonstop charter information with packages to the Dominican Republic in the very near future. So stay tuned. Keep listening. We'll announce it on the show.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Vern. We do have Debbie on the line in Heartland. We'll get to her coming up. We also have big announcements on some cool trips that we want to get to. So stick around. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Get your calls in, 855-616-1620.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
42 on the way up to a balmy 55 today. Enjoy it because wintry mix is in the forecast in the next few days, which is never two good words to put together. Colleen Ulsberg in with Rose Gray. I am Dayton Kane, and we are taking your questions at 855-616-1620. We're going to go to Debbie in Heartland. Good morning, Debbie. What's your question?
Good morning. I am heading to the Grand Canyon in May. And I had just had a couple questions. I'm going to be traveling with my father, who's about 75 years old. He's able to walk, but probably maybe 3 miles or so. We are looking at spending a couple days in Grand Canyon, but then debating on whether or not to go to Zion and Bryce Canyon versus maybe possibly going to Sedona, Arizona.
Debbie, did you say he can walk 3 miles?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
3 miles is a lot, Debbie. I mean, okay, well, wow, if he's 75 and he's able to walk 3 miles, that's awesome. I don't think you're going to have any issues at all. I mean, okay. I would. Okay, so your question is, should you do Bryce and Zion and skip Sedona?
Yeah, like, is one better than another, like, as far as thinking about?
Well, they're so they're so incredibly different. I mean, yeah. Sedona is kitschy, artisan, restaurants, cool old hippies. Help me out, Colleen.
Yeah, I mean, you can go up to the mountains and go to that chapel.
Yeah,
and there's great hiking.
You can
hiking,
do the pink jeeps.
The pink jeeps. Yeah, it's a totally different experience than the national parks.
Right. So, I mean, okay. If it was a time crunch, that would be your determining factor. Are we looking to do, like, interaction with people and restaurants and shops and boutiques and, you know, get a pink Jeep and go crazy wild four-wheeling in the desert and all that kind of stuff? Or are we looking for the beauty and the awe-inspiring scenery that we're going to have when we do Zion and Bryce?
Yeah, I'd go with the national parks. I think you'd have a better experience with your dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's interested in doing a helicopter ride over Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Hints or trips or
Yep.
Anything I need to know about scheduling that?
I would book it in advance. I would not guts it and get out there and hope I could get it. I would book it in advance.
Okay. Any idea when Antelope Canyon might open up?
No clue. I don't know. Okay. I know somebody actually, interestingly enough, just asked me about that. So not yet. Don't know. But yeah, it sounds like a blast. And if you've got a father that can walk 3 miles and he's 75, go for it.
Okay. Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank
Debbie.
You so much.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620 is the phone number to get your questions in. We're going to take a couple of questions off the text line.
Especially because John and Eileen are hanging on.
And yeah, they want to know, hey, well, look at you already called them out. Yeah. They want to know if there's anything coming up for Ireland.
And it's so exciting, except I can't say anything yet because included in the 5 trips that we're going to announce today, Ireland is not there. But I believe by the time Colleen comes back next week,
it should be there.
It might be there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. One more quick question here. Can you please recommend an all-inclusive resort for adults in Jamaica?
Oh, my gosh. Rose, there's like 1,000.
Yeah. I love the Secrets. There's Secret St. James and Secrets Wild Orchid. Both of those are absolutely phenomenal, and they're not the Margaritaville party atmosphere, okay. You know, drink as much as I possibly can kind of thing. This is high-end, good food. Yeah, Secrets Wild Orchid, Secrets St. James. On the same property, reciprocity, when you stay at them, just do a little bit of research. And again, always know that you can reach out to us at 866-GO-FOX-GO or go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and where it says contact us, fill that out. Somebody in our support team will put that to the right people. We've got a number of Jamaica experts on our staff, and they will be able to, you know, steer you in the right direction and start working with you.
Awesome. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We have to jump over to the Breaking News Center.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. 42 on the way up to a high of 55 today. My name is Dayton Kane. In with Rose Gray is Colleen Ulzberg as well. And you can get your questions in at 855-616-1620 from the 920. Bob and Rosie say it's great that our two favorite Fox World Travel group tour leaders are both on the radio today. Oh,
woo-hoo!
You got some fans. Their question is, when will your escorted group tour schedule for 2022 be released? There are only one or two on the website currently.
Drum roll, please.
This is awesome. Perfect. Hi, Bob and Rosie.
Hi, Bob and
it's
Rosie.
Like
and
they
man,
read
we
your
did
mind.
Not,
they
we did not set them up,
no.
But this is a perfect segue into the next segment.
This is awesome. Well, Rose, you want to start? And then
yes.
I'll...
So what happened is this. We couldn't just do one big giant release like we wanted to because it would have taken too long because some of these contracts are not getting signed and finished as quickly as we'd like. So I can tell you this. If you go to the foxworldtravel.com page and hit travel and then go to vacation travel and under group travel, you will find a couple of new ones. One is called Iceland Adventure, and it's next July 15th to the 24th. This is going to be a great trip. I'm not even going to go into too much detail because I have not researched this real well at this point, but it is under the Europe Guided Land Tours. Europe, Iceland, what? Yeah, that makes sense.
I guess so.
All right. Then I'm very happy to announce that I'm going to be doing the Rhine and Moselle River, and I'm also going to be doing Paris. Now, they said to me, what would you like to do in 2022? I'm never tired of Danube, Prague, Amsterdam, on the Rhine. I'm never tired of any of that. But this one just piqued my interest. It's called Rhine and Moselle with a 3-night Paris stay. And
I
so
love it.
I absolutely do love it. I'm excited about it. It's August 13th to the 22nd of 2022. Everything we're talking about now is 2022. And you can get more information on our website by checking it out. It's a unique and kind of cool experience. And I'm very excited about it. So Rhine and Moselle and Paris, August 13th to the 23rd. Then we have Discover Croatia, We love Croatia because Croatia loves us. They let us in. They're the first country to let us in. So Croatia is August 27th through September 8th. We also have another river cruise, Legendary Danube with Prague, August 31st through the 10th of September. And then Colleen is going to tell us about one that she's doing, which is super exciting.
Yeah, and we haven't done this in quite a few years. Yeah. And we are going back to Poland. So I am doing a trip called Fascinating Poland. It's September 7th through the 17th of 2022. It's not a very long trip. It's only 11 days. But boy, do we get a lot of stuff in that short period of time. I do not know how to speak Polish. I did talk to my good friend Dai Chechat down in our Greenfield office, and she is fluent in Polish, so I was getting some clues from her. But I did know that I'm trying to learn how to say Nastrovia, because there's six dinners included that with wine. I didn't know Poland had wine, so that's awesome. But you know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, Poland." They still have that feeling like it's the Russian bloc. It's still communist, but it's not, and it's just a beautiful country. It's this one goes all over. We start in, and excuse my Polish pronunciations today. It starts in Krakow, and then we go to Zakopane. And you know that weird word that starts with a W and has an L? It looks like Roklaw. It's actually Wrocław. So we're going to Wrocław.
Bless you.
Thank you. Poznań and Gdańsk. And we're going to be spending some time up on the Baltic Sea. So it's full of great sightseeing, a lot of history. We do go through the World War II history as well with a stop at Auschwitz. There are just so many castles and a lot of great history in Poland that I wasn't aware of. So I've just started my research on the country as well. So I'm very excited that I will be going next September. The temps look like they'll be in the 60s. The U.S. dollar is pretty strong over there, so we can get some great bargains and just have a great time. And, of course, this is with our great friends at Insight Vacations, so we have a maximum of 40 that can go. We'll have those nice buses with business class seating, so it'll be super comfortable, get you down out of Chicago, and it's awesome. So,
and this is actually in response to people who have asked for it, because we understand that you can listen live stream throughout the entire world, as evidenced right. by my text from Canada. But we do know that in our immediate listening area, we have a big, big ethnic Polish community. Yep. And when they find out that this trip is really what we call a highlights trip, you're two nights here, one night here, one night here, two nights here, but it's not rushed. That's the thing that I looked at the itinerary and thought, man, they're packing a lot in, but you don't feel rushed on this trip. So if you want to look at that, you can easily take a look at the website, and we've got a day-by-day itinerary for you.
Yeah, and I noticed when I was looking at the itinerary, you do cover the whole country, so it sounds really rushed, but most of the drive times are 2 hours between each stop.
Well, it's not that big of a country, no. Right, actually. I mean, well, it's as yeah. big as some of our states.
Right, right? Absolutely. Yeah. So, but I was just, you know, yeah, I'm just getting that in. Yeah.
Right.
FoxWorldTravel.com, go check it out. All of these are listed up there, and plenty to choose from. Exciting that travel is back up and ready to go for 2022. We are going to take a break. Get your questions in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Colleen Ellsberg also in this morning. My name is Dayton Kane. 42 degrees on the way up to a high of 55. We have more trips we still need to announce, but before we do that, we're going to take a call off the line. 855-616-1620. Chris from Milwaukee, what's your question this morning?
What is the best time to go to Savannah, Georgia?
Not August.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really, really gets sticky in the summertime. I speak of experience as I took a group of Girl Scouts on a bus one time, because that's the birthplace of Girl Scouts, because that's where Juliet Lowe was born and started Girl Scouts, and it was so incredibly hot that even the little girls were very, very unhappy. So my advice would be, I like going to those kinds of places in September. September, October, it's still warm, it's still lovely, but what do you think about that, Colleen? Spring too?
I think spring or fall would be lovely. It's just a pretty city and some great place to explore. So yeah, I would agree.
Spring or fall, but spring not fall. Summer.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about, isn't it only open a certain time? Doesn't it close at, like, in maybe December, November?
I know that some people went down there and did some Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Really? I thought it closed. Some of the shops closed.
I think some of them probably do. I think it's very much like a seasonal Wisconsin Dells Door County type situation. But I do know they decorate, and I also do know they still have the horse and carriage thing going on. But it's not great weather. That's their kind of dreary, dank, rainy time. So if you're So I wouldn't do that anyway, probably.
So don't go past October.
I would think not. I think September, October would be fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Have a great day. All right, let's get to some more travel that we're announcing today.
Yay. Yeah, so this has been on the website for a pretty long time, and Colleen actually can talk about hers because you don't have a lot of space left. This is Splendors of Egypt with Colleen, October 4th.
Yes.
Of 2022.
2022. So, yes, this one. We booked a few more folks this week, and so I'm right in the maybe 10 seats left, 5 rooms. And so if you're thinking about going to Egypt with me, please don't think too long because we need to get you booked and get you all set. This is just one of my dream destinations. I've been to Egypt. I went in 2010, and I had always, as a child, read about Caesar and Cleopatra and Antony. And so for me to go to Egypt was and still is my most favorite trip that I've ever done throughout the entire world. And I've been pretty many places throughout the world, and this one was just it. It was like, to me, walking into a dream because we got into Cairo, we got to our hotel, and I opened the curtains, and they had spotlit all of the pyramids and the Sphinx, and that's the first thing I saw that evening when I got in. And the next day we explored the pyramids and the Sphinx, and it was just unreal. It's just surreal. But it got better after that. It just got so much better because then we went to Luxor and Karnak and Aswan and Abu Simbel. And the best part of the trip was getting onto a Nile riverboat cruise and just sailing that beautiful Nile, calm, wonderful, wide, beautiful river with the feluccas sailing around you and the sand dunes that are just a golden, golden color, especially when the sun sets. I actually wept a little bit the first time I went because I was laying on my bed looking out my balcony on the riverboat, watching the feluccas go by. The sun is setting. The call to prayer comes in the background. You can hear it from everywhere, and it just makes you feel like you're really, really in a dream and really there. And I just enjoyed every minute of my trip to Egypt, and I can't wait to go back and share it with more people. We're going in October, so it's hot all the time, so there's no way we're getting around it, but we're going to wear some nice wiki clothing and bring a hat. But October is going to be a beautiful time to go. We've got some folks that were supposed to go with me in 2020. They're returning and going to come with me in 2022, so I'm really excited to have them. I've got some new folks that just booked this past week who I love dearly, and I can't wait to share this experience with them. The only thing I didn't get to do when I was in Egypt was do the hot air balloon over the Valley of the Kings because we got to that area and the wind was too high. And we waited and waited and waited 4 in the morning, and we could not take that hot air balloon. So I'm hoping that I get this opportunity in October.
Everybody, this is with our good friends at Insight Vacations. I had the pleasure of doing this almost identical trip. Your itinerary is spot on, exactly. In fact, the ship is still the same ship. I know it was going into dry dock for a little refurbishing, so it'll even be better. But I am so incredibly happy that Colleen, who did the reconnaissance mission in 2010,
yep.
And then there was an uprising, and we just couldn't do it. And Fox has always got our customers' safety foremost, yes, always. And so we just couldn't do it. And we had to wait till things settled down. And so this was such a remarkable trip that I am so thrilled that Colleen is getting to basically duplicate it, that we're working with the same preferred tour company, which is Insight Vacations. We've asked for the best of the best when it comes to Egyptologists. Maybe you'll get Sam or Isam, as his real name was.
We're already friends on Facebook. There you go. So I'm keeping touch.
Yeah. So we're hoping that happens. And Insight will try to make that happen if it's at all possible. That's how they work with us. So, yeah, if you're even considering it, this is your opportunity now. As Colleen said, maybe 5 cabins left, 10 seats.
FoxWorldTravel.com. We do have another trip to talk about. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It is crazy that we're almost out of time. The fastest show on the radio continues. My name is Dayton Kane. We have Rose Gray and Colleen Allsburg here with us. And Jack from New Berlin on the line. What's your question, Jack? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I want to say hi to Colleen. We're signed up for the Egypt trip, or we were, the one that got canceled. And we're working with Diane to get in on 2022. But
fantastic.
Alumni club where you have a drink every time they say your name.
you're welcome to join.
You mean when we say Colleen? When we say Colleen?
Say Colleen, yes. The other thing is, Rose, did you bring your crystal ball to work today?
I did, actually.
Okay. Greece, September, we're signed up.
I feel very comfortable with that one. Greece made an announcement 3 days ago that it is likely they're going to open a month earlier than they originally thought. They thought they were going to open. Yep. So I feel like in the next week, we're going to get notification that Greece is allowing tourists to enter with certain conditions. I'm guessing those conditions are either going to be a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination. But I feel confident by the time Colleen's on next week or I'm back in 2 weeks, we're going to know for sure that Greece is open. That's what we need to have happen. That's how we get these things moving. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. We're working around a knee surgery for Janet. So we're hoping for both. But anyway, nice talking to you ladies.
Thanks Jack.
Wow, that was funny.
All right, guys, we have like a minute left. One minute left. What do we have to hit?
Well, because Colleen talked about Egypt, I have to call about Antarctica. So I'm doing Antarctica in January of 2022. It's January 17th to the 31st. I, like Colleen, am starting to see people fill this up. So we're more than 50% full on this particular trip. So if you're interested in more information, what you do is go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, go to travel, go to Fox Group Vacations, and scroll down to 2022 Exotics. By the time Colleen gets here next week, if you continue to scroll, you might see the 2022 Alaskas.
That's the plan.
All right. Okay. So then we can talk about that. I'm on a plane this afternoon in about 2.5 hours to get to Florida. I'll be listening from my sunny destination next week.
I'm going to battle the snowstorm to get down here. No.
Stop. Please stop. Yeah, the WTMJ app works wonders. You can listen to us wherever you go.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Also at WTMJ.com. So great to have you guys both here in the studio today. I look forward to next week, Colleen.
It's going
to
be a blast. And I can't, I thank her so profusely, because really and truly we thought we could maybe do this on the phone, but I said, wouldn't you like the pass to be able to get into the building next week? So why don't you come and
see?
There you go. And then when she found out, well, of course I'm going to see Dayton. Why would I not come?
I love it. Danny Clayton and the crew from the Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update from Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Have a great week.
Thanks.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show or solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.